Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines a verse each day to learn about God and His will for our lives. My name is Joshua Lilly, and after this quick word from our sponsor, we'll take a look at today's verse, Proverbs 8, verse 22.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Before we get into the verse for today, I wanted to start with a brief physics lesson. Now, I'm not claiming to be an expert here. I'm just savvy with an internet search engine. I wanted to touch briefly on gravity, the speed of light, and molecular energy. But don't turn the podcast off. I promise I'll be quick, and it has a point. In physics, which is a branch of science focused on studying matter and energy, there are a series of physical constants, numbers that are believed to be universal and unchanging, that dictate many properties of our universe. To put it another way, physical constants are hardwired into the fabric of our universe. Gravity. Physicists point to the gravitational constant when determining the force of gravity on any given planet. Light. The speed of light in a vacuum behaves according to a physical constant. And energy. There are multiple constants used in determining the behavior and energy for teeny tiny molecules, namely around the mass and electrical charge of electrons. I say all this to illustrate that the universe has fundamental building blocks, both material and immaterial. And this is from the perspectives of Christians and non-Christians, religious and non-religious, spiritual and non-spiritual. The universe behaves according to certain things. We just have a hard time discovering them and sorting them out most of the time. And this is a point raised by Lee Strobel in his book, The Case for a Creator. A journalist investigates scientific evidence that points toward God. If you're wanting to look further into how science and faith cooperate in a way that can lead someone to faith in Jesus, I'd recommend checking him out and his other books. So, I share all this to illustrate the order and intentionality by which the universe was designed. And today's verse in Proverbs tells us of another universal constant. Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22 shows up halfway through a chapter describing God's plain and obvious invitation for us to seek His wisdom. It's rather poetic, personifying wisdom as a person who calls out for others to pay attention to her words. And after describing her invitation, wisdom continues in verse 22. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. And in verse 23, I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning, when the world came to be. Now, if you're familiar with the Bible, you might have expected more simple instructions from the book of Proverbs. It's a collection of wisdom writings in the tradition of Solomon, who is considered one of Israel's wisest rulers in the Old Testament. He built the first temple for Israel in the book of 1 Kings. The book of the Bible on romantic love, Song of Songs, is also often called the Song of Solomon. And the book of Ecclesiastes is attributed to him, reflecting on the outcomes of his life. Proverbs is the most like an instruction manual. Many of its verses feel like one-liners or brief quotes and sayings. And this is unlike much of the rest of Scripture, which tells powerful origin stories, gives historical narrative, poetic song, persuasive letters, etc. But even Proverbs has its fair share of poetic language. Hence, Lady Wisdom's powerful personification. Solomon puts wisdom into this mold to offer her invitation to all to pay attention to her. But she also claims to be much more than that. In verse 22, she claims to be God's blueprint for the universe, the fundamental building block and gravitational constant for creation. Some translations don't say that God brought me forth, but rather that God possessed me at the beginning, as if God made wisdom as his framework for creating all things, much like a woodworker might make a jig or frame to help build something, or a metal worker would make a mold by which to cast something. Now, I know this isn't as easy to follow of an idea as other bits of Proverbs, like chapter 10, verse 4. Lazy people are soon poor, hard workers get rich, which reinforces the value of working hard, plain and simple. But this idea that we're talking about today is a necessary thing to meditate on in order for us to properly value God's word and seek his wisdom as something desirable to know and live under. Because if to refuse wisdom is to live the way of the fool, and if wisdom was used to lay the foundations of the very universe we exist in, then to refuse wisdom is to think, live, and act contrary to the very fabric of the universe. God made us to live in step with wisdom, not to refuse and rebel. Therefore, it's unwise to live outside of this created nature. So let's push this a little bit further. For some, it might feel weird following around this character of Lady Wisdom, as Solomon describes her. Wisdom as a person? That's kind of weird. Well, let me give you a better example of wisdom embodied in human form. I had the opportunity in recent years to travel to Thailand to help serve and support international relief workers and their families at a retreat held for their refreshment. While there, I was able to hop on a tour around Bangkok, the capital city, in what are called tuk-tuks, some three-wheeled scooter taxi hybrids. One of the stops on this tour was at a significant temple in Bangkok called Wat Arun. It was a Buddhist temple with a lot of beautiful artistry on display and a deep history in the city. But it made some of my friends who were followers of Jesus a little bit uncomfortable, and I understand why. We had a moment to look into a chamber where some meditative chanting was taking place. And on one of the walls, a poster read, "Wisdom is the light in the world." I'm not a universalist. I believe the Bible doesn't teach many paths into God's kingdom, but wisdom calls out to all, and Jesus' message is for all people. Now, someone with my convictions could read that sign in that Buddhist temple and call it a perversion of the truth. I read it, and I thought, I think I know who they're looking for. I happen to know someone who called himself the light of the world in John chapter 8. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says the following about Jesus. Verse 24. But to those called by God to salvation, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And in verse 30, God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Did you hear it? Jesus, wisdom itself. The New Testament writers describe Jesus as the force through which all things were made. Back in Proverbs, Solomon was picking up on a major biblical theme. Wisdom isn't just some impersonal creative force or a solid set of rules to follow. In Jesus, we see God embodied as wisdom itself, as the source and means to abundant life forever. Wisdom is the blueprint of the universe. And through Jesus, we can know and live by this same wisdom. It seems so large in scope and yet so plain and simple. Trust Jesus and know the truth by which the universe was made. Let's pray. King Jesus, wisdom from God and wisdom itself, thank you for calling out so clearly and for your ongoing invitation for us to know you. I pray that from the monks of Wat Arun to the American college student and beyond, that we would all come to know you as the source of life and truth. You've made all things by your wisdom. Thank you for making us by it as well. Help us become who you've made us to be by your good wisdom. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com. Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.